Harmful algal blooms in the Bay Delta estuary have become more common and widespread since the state's drought years. Shallow, warming waters are the perfect host for the small photosynthetic life forms to grow explosively, blocking light for other species and releasing toxins into the water. HABs are an increasingly serious problem for all Delta residents, but especially so for tribes in the region, including the Shingle Springs Band of Miwok Indians. James Sarmento is the tribe's executive director for cultural resources.
The Delta is, you know, central to the identity of the Shingle Springs and other tribal communities in and around the Delta region. So water is extraordinarily important. So try to continue to look towards the Delta and the water for livelihood, ecological knowledge, ceremony and spirituality, and their heritage. The tribe's concern with water quality in that area has actually led Shingle Springs to develop a more robust water program that utilizes both Western science and traditional ecological knowledge to understand the world and to continue to steward the waterways, which it has done since time immemorial.
The Shingle Springs Miwok recently had to cancel a cultural event because of a nearby infestation. Zach Gigone is their environmental scientist. He runs the testing program that looks at various factors encouraging harmful algae growth.
Many of the communities that are most strongly affected by these do not have the resources that are required in order to deal with them and to understand the testing and stuff that's required in order to be able to understand what's happening.
Scientists also suspect that HABs could be a source of air pollution. Haley Ploss is a doctoral candidate at University of North Carolina.
We found that one taste and odor compound specifically, which starts off as a gas emitted from the blooms and evaporates into the atmosphere. Once it gets into the atmosphere, it undergoes a series of chemical reactions that can turn that gas into an aerosol particle, which is then what would be unhealthy to inhale.
Scientists warn HABs are an increasing threat around the state, from Clear Lake to reservoirs in the Bay Area, Southern California, and the Central Valley. HABs are causing shellfish advisories along the coastline and causing problems along the bay, according to Ian Wren, staff scientist for San Francisco Baykeeper.
Following last year's unprecedented algal bloom that affected nearly all of San Francisco Bay and claimed countless fish, including our iconic white and green sturgeon, both regulators and the wastewater community have come to the collective realization of the need to curtail nutrient loads to the bay.
Wastewater and agricultural irrigation also contribute to HABs growth. Stockton's port channels also have problems when water stops flowing and warms up. Spencer Furnt is the Delta Science Manager for Restore the Delta. He explained that HABs growth depends on organic nutrients, especially phosphorus, along with light and stagnant water. He said 2022 was especially bad due to several years of drought, but he noted this year was different.
Compared to last year, nutrient availability and light availability haven't changed much, if at all, in Stockton. Temperature has been lower this summer. However, the biggest difference between this year and last year is the sheer volume of downstream flow that has come as a result of snowpack.
Flowing water has been crucial to breaking up growing algal blooms. Restore the Delta's Barbara Berrigan-Perea contends that HABs are an environmental justice and public health issue. And to ensure the safety of tribes, communities, and wildlife, the State Water Board should implement an updated Bay Delta plan with more flows to mitigate HABs. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.